Portland State University is a bustling urban campus located in downtown Portland, Oregon. The students here are mainly a commuter population, and the campus is hardly a hotbed of student activism. But when University President Vim Vivel went public with his proposal to address the university's budget woes, students started organizing to oppose what they call a privatization scheme.
We have the power!
We have the power!
President Vivel's restructuring plan has two major components: call on the state to set minimum funding requirements for all public universities, and turn the university into a public corporation. The latter is what's rocking the boat. At a rally outside the student union one Friday afternoon, more than 75 students gathered to say no to the proposed restructuring. Student Wael El-Assadi was one of the organizers of the protest.
This is not a solution for the financial challenges facing our higher education. We do not need a Wall Street exotic formula of leveraging debt enacted by an unaccountable board of directors to fix our education system.
But President Vivel stands firm. Over the last 20 years, public funding for higher ed in Oregon has dropped 44%, while public safety and prison spending has gone up by 50%. The result? Increased tuition costs by almost a quarter for each student. Vivel says drastic times need drastic measures and believes incorporation is the only way to ensure a stable funding base for PSU. But Jonathan Sanford, PSU's student body president, sees it another way.
Why isn't he going to D.C. and saying, damn it, we need more teachers in our classrooms. Damn it, we need to pay our teachers more. Damn it, our students need to have enough funding.
President Vivel cites Oregon Health and Science University as a success story. OHSU incorporated 15 years ago. This year, it's facing a $30 million budget shortfall, and students are certain to pick up the remaining tab. PSU students worry the same will happen to them. But Oregon State Board of Higher Education Vice President Jim Francesconi says students and opponents of privatizing don't have to worry.
I think it's fair to say that the university president would like the ability to raise tuition, and we haven't yet decided how that's going to work out. I suspect that there will be some guidelines placed upon it, if not by the legislature, by the board. But it's an issue that needs a lot of discussion with the students, with the faculty, with all the stakeholders, and then eventually by the legislature and the board.
Right now, Oregon's public universities are bound to state-legislated tuition caps. PSU in-state students pay $6,400 a year in tuition and fees. Without those state caps, they say shortfalls in funding are sure to hit their pocketbooks. But they say it's not entirely about the money. Students say incorporating PSU will also change its overall character and mission. Opening its doors in 1945, Portland State University's origins are rooted in the city's black community. Catering at first to World War II vets, it quickly gained a reputation as the People's University within the Oregon State University system, and was known for its open admission process and inclusion of minority communities. Student activists like Zaki Bucharest worry incorporating will change that.
As far as I'm concerned, when you allow an institution to fall between the cracks of financial stress to the point of restructuring is nothing but an acknowledgement of a high level of financial mismanagement. The continual system of accruing debt and credit lines and requests for debt forgiveness has been allowing administration of universities, including our own, to follow up in cleaning house for specialty programs. Cleaning houses and kicking them out and consolidating them, such as Black Studies, Chicano Latino Studies, Native American Studies, and Women's Studies, or programs that do not produce revenue for the university.
While incorporation of Oregon's state universities is one option for dealing with the budget crisis, it's not the only proposal on the table. Some administrators have brought up the possibility of turning Oregon universities into a system like the University of California, where tuition forms the main basis of funding. That way, legislators can't cap tuition as they do in Oregon. But student activists have taken a different sort of inspiration from what's happening in California. Adam Sanchez is a PSU graduate student and a primary school teacher.
We've seen the largest and the deepest cuts in California, and thankfully they've been met with one of the strongest movements to defend public education that we've seen in this country, I think, since the 1960s. But I think we have to spread that now outside of California.
Meanwhile, PSU students say they will continue to organize protests and lobby state legislators. A decision on PSU's restructuring proposal could be approved by the state legislature as early as April. If approved, PSU students and opponents of incorporation fear the university's focus will shift from quality and accountability to profitability. For Making Contact, I'm Jenka Soderberg, Portland, Oregon.
We got to build towards that day to support the students in California because we're facing the same cuts here. Yeah!